This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If I hear one more person asking for America to go socialized with medicine, I mean, I'm going to vomit. People just, you know, stop and educate yourselves. We cannot go socialized. Socialized medicine does not work. And everybody will argue, well, Dr. Dahlia, no, because look at Europe. Look how well medicine's done in Europe. No, it's not done very well. They have problems. I'm looking right now at a report coming from England saying that there's a backlog of patients needing surgery, 230,000 people long, waiting at least 6 months for treatment. And I guess the Royal College of Surgeons are asking the NHS to take urgent action. We're talking 250,000 NHS patients, almost 230,000, have been waiting over 6 months for treatment. How is that good? Is this something we want to emulate? Experts say there is a, quote, urgent need to clear the increasing backlog of patients who need hospital treatment. And the NHS needs new beds to cope with them. Statistics reveal that right now, there are 4.16 million people in England waiting for treatment. I think they have like a 63 million population. But there is right now 4.16 million people in line. This is a number second to October's numbers of 4.18. Hospitals are buckling under the pressure. And the funny thing is they're claiming it was kind of a mild winter. This wasn't even as bad as last year's flu season. So even with the quote-unquote mild winter, here we are in March, and they're this behind. They say A&Es, which are the ERs, accident emergency centers, their waiting times have hit an all-time high. Cancer treatment centers at an all-time high. Now, for anybody who's ever had cancer or knows somebody who's had cancer, you don't want to wait. You want cancer treatment to start immediately. Have any of you guys ever gotten a cancer diagnosis? And then your doctor says, okay, well, you know, we'll see you next week. And you're like, I got cancer. It's growing. I wait a week? Yeah, you'll be fine. You know, I'll see you in a week. And you're like, but it's growing. It's growing now as we speak. Now, luckily, cancer is slow. A lot of cancer is slow. And a week's not going to kill you. But being told you have cancer and freaking out about it dividing and multiplying and spreading until you see the doctor for a consult who's then going to get you set up for treatment is pretty frightening stuff. Imagine in England waiting not a week, but a month or months. Drive you crazy. I don't know what I'd do with myself. I'd want to cut it out myself. If I heard that I had breast cancer, I would literally take a kitchen knife and cut it out myself. I am that scared because I've seen what cancer does to my family. I've seen it. It scares the hell out of me. And I've told you guys this. I'm not scared, God forbid, of getting cancer. Okay? One in two of us get some sort of cancer. It'll be a little baby skin cancer that we could cut out. It'll be a little, you know, but one in two of us get some sort of cancer if we outlive the heart attacks and all the other stuff that could get us. So I'm not afraid of getting a cancer diagnosis. I mean, in my genes, it's going to come. What I'm afraid of is somebody going, you waited too long. If you would have just come in 2 months earlier, or if you wouldn't have blown this off, we could have done something. That's what scares me. Like Alex Trebek. Alex Trebek, the Jeopardy host, being diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, did this just hit him out of the blue where, whoa, you got cancer and it's all over your body? Or did he know he had it, tried it, tried treating it, did it work? I don't know. But being given a stage 4 cancer, people always ask, so that stomach pain I was having years ago could have been it? The doctor goes, could have been. And they go, well, that means years ago I could have gone in and gotten something done. That's what I fear. That's what I freak out about. So, Dr. Dahlia, we need socialized medicine. It works. Other countries can do it. We tax everybody, especially the rich, and we'll be able to give everybody health care. I mean, in theory. I know Cortez Ocasio and Bernie Sanders, you know, draws it out and makes the numbers look good. I get that on paper. But why don't you ask one of the British people who are standing in line? They're like, what in bloody hell are you talking about? I've been in this line for Gottwick. I can't do my accent. But you ask one of these people in line. Okay, now they're not standing outside in line, but they are waiting. They say a total of 36,857 people on the waiting list have been on it for 9 months or more. There's been people waiting for over a year. So, yeah, health care for all. They have health care for all. They have the health care. They just can't get it. They just can't touch it. They see it. They're in line for their health care for all. But does that mean they're getting health care? They say there's now over 100,000 more patients waiting longer than 18 weeks to start treatment. When it comes to cancer, that's not good. So NHS England is trying to plot new targets and measurements and all that. How to increase hospital bed capacity. Well, one is, I mean, you need the space. Two is, you need the nursing staff. You need the ancillary staff. Three is, you need the doctors and the medical providers. That costs money. And these doctors and nurses and staff, they're getting underpaid. They're overworked and underpaid. Their system is a mess. We have a mess. Thank you, ACA. No, we have a mess. Obamacare did a number on that one. But I don't want to go to this either. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So earlier this week, or was it, yesterday, the U.S. FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, issued an emergency order to ground all Boeing 737 MAX aircraft in the wake of the crash that happened on an Ethiopian airliner that killed 157 people last week. And this was kind of a reversal that the U.S. had when they had said that, you know, we don't have data that the jets are unsafe. Well, apparently the decision came because Canada joined 40 other countries saying, we're barring the 737 MAX from our airspace, saying satellite tracking data show possible but unproven similarities between the Ethiopian airline crash and the Lion Air crash that had happened 5 months ago. The U.S. apparently was one of the last to hold out. This is according to South China Morning Post. And so Daniel Elwell, acting head of the FAA, said enhanced satellite images and new evidence gathered at the crash site led to his agency grounding the jets. And they said the data linked the behavior and flight path of Ethiopian Airlines MAX 8 to data from the crash of the Lion Air that plunged into the Java Sea, killing 187 people on board October 29th. So what they do is they can, you know, through black box or through, you know, watching from air traffic control, you know, the pattern, they know the speed, they know everything that these planes are doing, they could see similarities. It's all mathematics. And so they say evidence we found on the ground made it even more likely that the flight path was very close to Lion Air's. Now, they couldn't give us too much detail because, again, it's still an ongoing investigation. But they say the Ethiopian plane's flight data and voice recorders are going to be sent to France for analysis. That's going to give us some more information. Meanwhile, a bunch of our planes are grounded. I believe Southwest Airline has a lot of those 737 MAX 8 jets, I believe. Boeing's, I'm supposed to be flying to Reno. So I don't know what I'd be flying on, but my guess is Southwest said they're going to swap the planes. So, I mean, I don't really see much of a difference. I have no idea. My husband knows about planes. He'll get on the plane going, oh, yeah, you know, look at the wingtip and look at this. Nah, this is. I'm like, I can't tell. The seats have TVs in them. So, I mean, I guess they're newer. He's like, that's the seat, it's not the plane. And I'm like, oh, okay. Sometimes with my husband, I kind of, you know, let him be all, you know, educational and academic with me when it comes to planes. I don't know. I don't care. I mean, that's a plane. I still don't get how it works. I don't understand how my big butt, okay, that falls every time I trip on a piece of lint can be up in the sky and transmitted from Las Vegas to New York within 4.5 hours. I just don't understand that. Well, there's wind speed and there's currents and there's, I got a big butt. Okay, I could barely lift myself off a toilet seat. So I'm just going to chalk it up to magic, okay? That's why planes work. Magic. President Donald Trump announced a grounding. Had received assurances Monday from Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg that the MAX aircraft was sound. But Trump said any plane in the air would go to its destination and then be grounded, adding that pilots and airlines have been notified. So, meaning, you can't ground a plane mid-flight. Everybody land, get off the plane, and then we ground. Okay, makes sense. Good. I like Trump, you know? He says it like this. All right, so, this I found interesting. The New York Times says that pilots' hands-on flying skills are lacking. These recent crashes have brought to light that pilots are now spending so much more time learning these automated systems that they may not be practicing hands-on flying. According to the New York Times, newer pilots may be less comfortable with taking manual control when the computer steers them wrong. That's according to interviews with a dozen pilots and pilot instructors at major airlines and aviation universities around the world. Now, does that scare you? See, as a doctor, that scares me. Let's look at surgery, for example. When I learned how to take out a gallbladder or take out an appendix, it was hands and scalpel. I mean, you went in there. You didn't use robots. You didn't use, you know, laparoscopic was just starting to become really popular, but I learned as a medical student the real nitty-gritty. Well, now, here we are 20-some years later, you know, students are learning all the robotic technology, all the laparoscopic technology, laser, but they're losing valuable days and months of doing it old school. Now, the answer to that in academia is, well, they don't need to learn old school. We don't do stuff old school. And I'm like, everybody needs to learn old school. Everybody needs to learn old school. Remember Y2K? I never believed that, but everybody thought when the year 2000 hit, everything would shut down. We'd be like, oh my gosh, where'd we get water? I'm like, you guys are idiots. It's fine. Okay. The clocks are going to be fine. All right. Just somebody go and reprogram it. It's not a big deal. But the idea that we're all relying on technology and computers, And, I mean, I've watched Walking Dead. What if there's no electricity? You know, what if, you know, you have, I mean, you know, can you do surgery old school? So I, for one, think, you know, pilots need to know how to operate one of the oldest of planes. See, it doesn't, I don't get that. You know, I'm a pilot, but no, I can't operate that plane. Pilots would be able to operate anything. I get helicopters are different. I get that. Helicopters are some scary stuff. But for the most thing, if you're a pilot, you're a pilot. If you're a doctor, you're a doctor. If you're a teacher, you're a teacher. And we just don't do that anymore. We're just really highly specialized. I mean, look at math. My kids are damn good at using a calculator and really good at using word processing on their computers and typing and texting. But what kills me is I think we're becoming dumbified. I have no idea what my sister and brother's phone number is. I know what button to push. I could find them on my phone and push a button, but I don't know their number. I know my best friend's phone numbers, but a lot of my really close friends, I don't know their phone number. I don't. If I had to call them, I couldn't do it if I didn't have my phone. Is this how we want to be? Do we want to be so vulnerable and so dependent on our computer, on our phone? We need to go back old school. And that's my advice this year. We should have done, nobody's doing New Year's resolutions anymore. It's March, right? None of us have stuck to our New Year's resolutions. But if you guys want to rejuvenate a New Year's resolution, it's come up with something old school and do it. Whether it's memorizing a phone number, whether it's cooking your meal from scratch. Yeah. I guess you go to a store and you get the meat and you add some salt and pepper. Yeah, there's condiments at the store. Yeah, there's like raw meat and there's condiments and you kind of cook it together. There's a cookbook. I don't know. I don't know how to cook a meal from scratch. But maybe we do that. Cook a meal from scratch. If you rip your pants, don't throw them out. Sew up the crotch. No, you'd remove the needle. You'd sew it up, you'd knot it off, cut off the needle and the thread. Yeah, there's... Okay, nobody knows how to sew up their pants. What's wrong with us? Does anybody know how to change a tire anymore? Do you know how to change the oil in your car? I miss that. I miss not changing the oil. I miss not being able to do that stuff with my hands. But they say pilots have to be spending all this time on all this automated stuff that when they have to take the reins, they say they may not exactly know or recognize quickly enough what's happening to the aircraft. And by the time they figure it out, it may be too late. They say in October, the Lion Air crash that, you know, killed 189 people in Indonesia, they think the pilots struggled to control the Boeing aircraft after the automated systems malfunctioned. And they think it's because they didn't understand how the automation worked. Same thing they think might have happened with the Ethiopian crash that just happened. Now, automation is taking over everything. They say in 2011... a federal task force found that in about 60% of 46 recent accidents, pilots had trouble manually flying the plane or handling the automated controls. So, I want all professions to go back and have some old school training. Sit. Easy. 1-877-DOCTOR-LE.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Beto O'Rourke is meeting with Iowans today. This is part of his three-day swing as he announced that he's running for president. The former congressman from Texas joins an already crowded 2020 Democratic field. President Trump was asked about O'Rourke today at the White House.
I've never seen hand movement. I watched him a little while this morning doing, I assume it was some kind of a news conference, and I've actually never seen anything quite like it. Study it. I'm sure you'll agree.
Almost 80 million Americans are under the impact of a winter storm that's being called a bomb cyclone due to the rapid air pressure drop. Thousands of Coloradans woke up today in the dark after storms knocked out power lines, grounded flights, and buried highways in snow. The storm is packing damaging winds and tornadoes in the Midwest and South. A Connecticut Supreme Court ruled that gunmaker Remington can be sued over how it marketed the Bushmaster rifle used in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say social media is linked to a rise in mental health disorders in teenagers. Or young adults born after 1995 are experiencing more and more mental health issues, and they think it's because of social media. Now, when you guys hear that, you're like, okay, I've heard this. It's been beaten to death. All right, people on social media, they get depressed. Okay, well, are you guys on social media? Are you guys on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, certain Reddits, certain sites where you could comment on stuff? That's social media. Social media just doesn't have to be about Facebook and Twitter. You guys on dating apps? You guys communicate with others through the internet. That kind of all counts. And do you notice, and it's okay to admit this, that if you post something on the internet or on social media or whatever, and you get some likes or you get some attention, you feel good. Oh, they liked my picture. I posted a picture of my lunch, and they liked the way my lunch looks. Yeah, you feel a little good. People are noticing you. People are thinking about you. I mean, they don't. Some people just like, and move on and don't give it a second thought. But that's not what you think. You think that, oh, you know, they're really into, they're a fan of yours. You feel like you have a fan. It's really euphemistic, to, you know, where you feel like, you know, people really care about what you say or do. They don't. But you think that because they like something on social media. And then, have you ever felt bad because you posted something and crickets? Just nothing. Well, you're a little tougher because you're a grown-up and you're like, okay, you know what, social media is stupid. I'm not going to let a post that failed, you know, ruin my day. I'll go ahead and, you know, live about my day and be fine. But not for these young adults, because this is the world they're in. If they post something on social media and it doesn't get likes, it's a bad day for some. This is the world they're in. They don't know our world. Our world was, if somebody gives you a phone call or if somebody gives you a look or a wink, you know, you're like, ah, I still got it. I'm good. No. They don't have, that's not their world. If somebody doesn't notice your social media post, it's a big deal. So the research published in the American Psychological Association found sharp increases in the number of young adults and adolescents who reported experiencing negative psychological symptoms, specifically those born in 1995 or later. The greatest spike happened around 2011, and that's when social media just exploded. I mean, I got on Facebook in 2009 with radio, but it really got big, you know, about a year or two later. Now, from a medical standpoint, I think it's because of the lack of sleep. You know, our phones are bzz, bzz, bzz. And then my phone will light up the whole room when somebody comments on my post. So my phone is always just, boom, somebody just commented on your Facebook post. So I'm starting to post less at night so my phone doesn't blow up and wake me up. But your body picks up on that, and so you're not getting good sleep. Plus, it's hard to fall asleep if you're on social media or on your phone before you go to bed. So, older adults, they haven't seen such a rise in psychological symptoms, negative psychological symptoms. But they found an increase in major depression, suicidal thoughts, psychological distress, and more attempted suicides after 2010 versus the mid-2000s. They say that increase was by far the largest in adolescents and young adults. These trends are weak or non-existent among adults 26 years old and over, suggesting a generational shift in mood disorders instead of an overall increase across all ages. Why are young kids thinking about suicide? Well, is it because people on YouTube are teaching them how to do it? Is it because people on social media are telling them, go kill yourself? GKY. If you see GKY on any of your kids' phones, somebody texting them that, you better call that other kid's mama. You better bring the rain. That kid is telling your kid to go kill themselves, and your kid may listen. Dr. Twenge, Gene Twenge, the author of the book iGen and professor of psychology at San Diego State University, analyzed data from the National Survey of Drug Use and Health, which is a nationally representative survey that has looked at drug, alcohol use, mental health, other health-related issues. And they looked at a survey from 200,000 adults or adolescents aged 12 to 17, little babies, from 2005 to 2017, and almost 400,000 adults from 18 over the age of 2008 and 2017. Now, they didn't ask about specific diagnoses for depression or bipolar, etc., but they asked if they experienced depressive symptoms. And the rate of individuals reporting symptoms, like major depression, in the past 12 months jumped. by 52% in adolescents and 63% in young adults. 71% increase in young adults experiencing serious psychological distress. They say the rate of young adults with suicidal thoughts or other suicide-related outcomes increased a staggering 47% from 2008-2017. They say one reason for that increase could be the digital media use. They think it has a bigger impact on teens and young adults than older adults. And, you know, a big question we have also is, I mean, are we brewing a generation of weenies? Are kids weenies? I mean, when I grew up and I played outside or, you know, did PE or whatever, I would get scraped up good. I was always just scraped up. I had bruises and cuts. My knees are just full of... It's funny, when you look at women my age and they're wearing shorts or skirts, even celebrities, you see scars up and down their legs. I mean, we played hard. Okay? I mean, you know, we don't have the most, you know, exciting, sexy-looking legs. Unless you were a girl that, you know, played and sat with their Barbies. But, I mean, I was, gosh, wrestling and big wheeling and, you know. And so my mom would put that Mercurochrome, that stuff on your knee that would look pink. It was so ugly. You know, you're trying to hide your wound. And now it has all this pink mercury. Yeah, so it'd be like a mercury-based medicine. Yeah, I don't know if we got mercury poisoning from that. I'm really not sure. I got to look that up. But we all had that Mercurochrome. Don't ask. But, I mean, you know, we played harder. And now the kids are like, oh, no, wash your hands. No, don't go outside. Don't get dirty. Oh, you got a boo-boo. Oh, you got a boo-boo. You're going to get staph. Oh, no. I mean, it's different. You know, also, you know, we're messing with their immune system by, you know, giving them preservatives and, you know, processed foods early. You know, why aren't they eating regular meat, regular chicken, regular vegetables? Wash off that apple and eat the apple. No. There's prepackaged apple slices that are already peeled. Why isn't your kid eating the apple peel? Oh, well, he'll choke. No, I mean, you... Maybe your baby, you'll make some mash, but a kid can usually eat an apple. Just make sure the bite isn't too big. You don't necessarily... Why aren't they getting the vitamins? So we're really kind of weenifying. I'm pro-vaccine. Very, very pro-vaccine. But, you know, one consequence of that is, you know, the kids aren't getting the actual diseases and building up an immune system that way. They're, you know, getting vaccinated, and they're building an immune system to the vaccine. But again, they're not as into nature. And again, I'm pro-vaccine. I love that we have a vaccine program because I don't want somebody getting polio naturally. God, no. But, you know, I don't know. You know, our kids may be evolutionarily weaker. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So remember, a woman sued Johnson & Johnson because, you guys remember this. This is sad cases where people have been claiming that they got ovarian cancer or other sorts of cancer because of Johnson & Johnson baby powder. Well, Johnson & Johnson has to pay $29 million to a woman who claimed that the asbestos in the talcum powder-based product caused a terminal cancer. This is according to a jury, in California. Tara Levitt had brought the lawsuit against Johnson & Johnson and said she used the company's baby powder and shower-to-shower in the 1960s and 70s. She was then diagnosed with mesothelioma in 2017. So the types of cancers could include anywhere from ovarian to lung to whatever. So the 9-week trial began January 7th, and it involved a jury that deliberated for 2 days before delivering the verdict in California Superior Court in Oakland. The verdict said that the baby powder was a substantial contributing factor in her illness. The suit is one of many that link cancers to asbestos in these Johnson & Johnson talcum-based products. And I know whenever we talk about this, everybody just kind of holds their breath. I mean, my mom bathed me in that powder. That Johnson's baby powder was just all over everything. Now, when I raised my voice, I didn't like the powder. And I guess the reason why is my mom had a baby when I was 16 and a half. Or 15 and a half. So my brother is about 16 years younger than me. Okay? And so when she was raising my brother, and I'm a teenager, she starts to bring in the baby powder. She goes, well, change his diaper when you clean his tushy. Don't forget to powder up the tushy really good. Like, why am I powdering up the tushy? And he would love it. You know, you go the little poof, and he'd giggle, and the tissue would be all nice and coated with the powder, and the powder would be just a little cool to the touch, and he's happy, tushy clean, I don't have to look at poo-poo, it's nice and white and not brown anymore, cover up the little tissue, put the diaper on, everybody happy. And I'm like, no, I don't like this stuff. She's like, he's going to get a diaper rash, put it on. I'm like, but there's all this smoke. There's all this powder. I don't like it. She's like, well, don't, you know, spray it all over the place, like 3 men and a baby. You know, put it just on the tushy, low. So that's what I would do. I would angle it down. I would kind of shake it a little bit, do a little baby puff, and put it there. Because I just didn't like the breathing of it in. So then when I had babies, my kids, they got some diaper rashes. I used some Desitin and things like that, but I didn't really use baby powder. We had baby powder around just in case, but we just didn't, you know. So apparently Johnson & Johnson, which is one of the biggest of these companies in the healthcare field, facing more than 13,000 talcum-related lawsuits nationwide. They are going to appeal the verdict, though. Johnson & Johnson says, we respect the legal process and reiterate that jury verdicts are not medical, scientific, or regulatory conclusions about a product. They also added that the lawyers for the woman had fundamentally failed to show its baby powder actually contained asbestos. Johnson & Johnson cited serious procedural and evidentiary errors in the course of trial, but the company did not provide further details on the alleged errors. Apparently, it's a New Jersey-based company. Now, the company has insisted that its talcum-based products are demonstrably safe, but they keep losing court cases. Their stock have dropped. I think their stock is about $139 a share. That's a lot of money. So, you know, what does that mean for you or I? Well, okay, so for those of us that were just loaded up with the powder, or like a lot of you guys bike, you know, so you powder down there so you don't get a rash. I mean, the powder is amazing in terms of preventing jock itch, in terms of preventing, you know, intraretinous dermatitis where you sweat and then you get these real bad rashes or fungal infections or candida. And so there's a lot of uses for it. I mean, you know, we're pretty big fans as a public of using something that prevents us from needing other medicine. The only problem is, you know, how much are you using? The amounts. You know, does your lungs want to breathe that stuff in? You know, baby powder is one of the softest, most fine, textured, you know, mass substances out there. And it feels amazing, but that doesn't necessarily mean the lungs like it. It doesn't. And so, you know, and then with the concern of ovarian cancer. You know, we tell women not to douche and not to put things down there. And it's not a very popular topic brought up in doctor's offices because people don't want to bring it up. But, you know, women, you know, now women are a lot more, you know, open to oral sex and things like that. And so, you know, the below the waist is a lot more of a focus, right, in the bedroom. And so they want to make sure that it smells or looks, you know, I guess what they think would be attractive. So there's a lot of products out there. From the gynecology perspective, we're like, don't be putting stuff in there and shaving and primping and cropping and dyeing and tattooing and piercing. Don't be doing none of that stuff down there. The vagina has one job. And that one job is to protect the female organs and a baby within the female organs. And the vagina is supposed to be very hostile. It provides a hostile environment. Most men are like, huh, don't I know it? Okay, now we're not trying to make any sexist commentary. What we're just saying, though, is the vagina is very hostile. If you swab, right, and you look at the bacteria and the yeast and all the stuff that's in there, it is brilliantly choreographed and staffed by nature or God or whoever designed it. Brilliantly staffed with proper bacteria and pathogens to make an environment that is hostile to other microbes coming in that could possibly attack a woman's fetus. You know, wherever there's an opening, an orifice in the body, there's a defense mechanism. We talked about that. You know, ears. The ears are a gateway to the brain. So how do the ears protect that? Well, they have wax. This way, you know, if a cockroach decides to climb in, it kind of slips inside, maybe gets stuck in the wax. Your eye has a lens and cornea, and it's really sensitive. So anything barely touching the eye. Plus you have the prominent bones. And you got eyelashes and eyebrows and things that, you know, hopefully can kind of protect the eye. Your mouth has saliva. Plus you could cough and spew air out. Your tushy, it has poo-poo coming out, mucus, and you know, nothing goes upstream without, right? Urethra, you pee. Urethra provides a great opening up to the kidney, which is why some women get bladder infections and kidney infections. But hopefully when you pee and drink a lot of water, you can flush it out. Sometimes you need antibiotics. And then the vagina. Vaginas are supposed to have discharge. They're supposed to have bacteria in it. It's not sterile because it's trying to get things out. So anytime there's an orifice, there's an opening in the body, there needs to be some sort of a defense mechanism in play to prevent stuff from getting up in there. So now you go, well, I'm going to help it along. You're like, what? Yeah, I'm going to spray some Island Splash rose petal douche to, okay, the body doesn't want that. And the body doesn't want that because then it messes with the bacteria that's there. All right? It's like, no, thank you. You know, people always complain when they're in menopause that they have vaginal dryness. Why would God punish us going through menopause with vaginal dryness? Well, it's because we're not supposed to be having sex. If you're starting to go through menopause, you know, or you have an egg, a rogue egg, and you get pregnant in your advanced maternal age, that could be dangerous for you and dangerous for the baby. This is what nature does. I'm not saying that's what society wants. But nature has all this planned out. Sorry, when I turn 50 or 60 or 70, man, I'm not stopping. 1-877 Dr. Ali.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.